Okay, we were doing some pieces that had to do with, as I say, Purim, with Pesach. Ani Hashem Elokechem is on page Reish Ayin Gimel. Before that, I want to share with you just a beautiful short thought from Rav Schwab, which is in the English, Rav Schwab on Chumash, in Parshas Baya, the idea of Chayiv Adam Liris, Hissas Mekilu Yatzu B'Mitzrayim, which typically is a it's an imagination that had the Jews not gone out of Egypt, etc. Over the years, we would still be there. He has a beautiful, beautiful analogy to the idea of Barozel Hashem Li B'Tzeisi Mitzrayim, that you're supposed to see it as if you went out of Mitzrayim. He brings the following. Thank you. He says the following. When I was a young child, a cauldron of scalding water accidentally spilled on my arm. All of the skin on my arm peeled off, and it took many months for it to heal. As you know, a person's flesh is composed of cells that, as they die, are replaced by new cells. What's more, one's appearance changes as one grows older. Nevertheless, although many years have passed since that incident occurred, I can still hold up my arm and truthfully proclaim, this is the arm that was burnt when I was a child. Even though the arm has grown and the cells that make up the arm have changed over the years, it's still the same arm that was injured when I was a child. So similarly, the Jewish nation is a living organism made up of all generations of Jews. The Klal Yisrael that was redeemed from Egypt is the same Klal Yisrael that exists today. The old cells of our ancestors have been replaced with the new cells, us, their descendants. Each one of us is a part of that great organism of Jewish humanity that emerged from Egypt, as every person could truthfully declare, Klal Yisrael of today left Egypt and I was among them. It's a beautiful, beautiful, I think, marshal to explain. Others, the greatness of saying, I went out of Mitzrayim is not just a thank you. If we had not gone out, we'd still be slaves. But it's really the much higher calling to feel part of that same body of Klal Yisrael that went out of Mitzrayim, and just like cells that replaced. So I enjoyed the mashal very much, the idea very much. I was looking for the English version of this, which I didn't find. What?
That the scare, whatever it is, that the cause of change, but it still stays the same.
The cells, generally, when cells reproduce, they reproduce cells that are similar to the cells that they're normally, they produce the same cells. So we're each different cells of the body of Klal Yisrael. So Jews who went out of Mitzrayim were physically different people, but each person is like the skin has many cells and it replaces, the skin looks more or less the same. So the Jews might look a little different, but the Jewish people are the same Jewish people. That's the idea. It's a mashal. It's very nice. What it is it's not like the way we typically read Barozeh Os Hashem Li B'Tzeisi Mitzrayim, that we see ourselves as having gone out of Egypt. It's a calculation that if our parents had not gone out, we'd still be working. It's sort of a calculation which requires a tremendous amount of imagination because the world has changed over the thousands of years. But the way he's phrasing it, it's the idea is more that the Jewish people left, and we are the Jewish people, like the cells that reproduce in the body of a person. We're just the cells that reproduce in the body of Christ. So it's a beautiful mashal. Okay, here on page Reisha and Gimel, excuse me. Adi Hashem Elokechem, he explains the pasuk that we say two, some of us three times a day. The pasuk reads, Adi Hashem Elokechem, Asher Tzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Adi Hashem Elokechem. So it says, the expression, Adi Hashem Elokechem, is repeated, twice in a pasuk, which is unusual. To say Adi Hashem Elokechem twice, and he's going to explain the idea of the pasuk. So the question is why it says twice this expression. We can explain the concept of Shechina, in quotation marks, the word Shechina is HaKadosh Baruch Hu residing among us, Meloshe Shachain, as a neighbor. Aderech Marshall, B'shah she'ish Yisraeli nimsa b'beis ha'knesses u'b'beis ha'medrish, ay b'shah iska b'tayre, when a person is learning or davening, he's in shul, hari yashchina k'negdai, the Gemara Bracha says that when someone learns, the Shechina is facing him. Shekadosh Baruch Hu nimtza etzlei b'kir of mamish. Ela, shashchina s'akir v'aza is hi behester. It's not a visible Shechina, but the Shechina is with us. K'siv yashem seser el yayin. El yayin means the Eibishter, the one who's above us, who yashem seser v'einin nir alayin ha'adam. B'tzeil v'loi begalui shaka yislaynan. In the shade, God resides. We see a world which behaves in its normal Seder Hadvarim, and that's the where Hashem is hidden. Incidentally, you have to be careful to say Betzel Kama Shaka Yisleina. Many people make the mistake of saying Betzel Shaka Yisleina, like Yeshu B'Seiser. So he said, "B'tzel Shakai Yisleinan." That's not true. God has no shadow. B'tzel Shakai means in the shadow of God, and that's not correct. In the Magzayrim that I use, the Mazal Meforish, it has this gigantic comma after B'tzel. Did you ever notice he used the Mazal Meforish also? It has a very big comma after B'tzel, as if to make the point. I don't think the art school Siddur makes any notation, but. No, it doesn't. But anyway, it's correct despite the fact that Oscar didn't don't put in commas generally. So B'tzel, in the shadows, Shaka Yisleinan, God resides. Omnam, Hayuzmanim, Void Yuzmanim, Shal Hizgalus, Elokusei Yisbarach, Le'ein Kol, Begluyim, Nefloim, Vatsumim. Ayidei Nisim, Altibiyin, Unavuah Kiyaitzibu. There were moments in the history of the world where God revealed himself. And there will again be such moments, either through miracles or through prophecy. Reishis an hagazu hoisei b'tzias Mitzrayim al dei esamakeis u'kriyas yamsuf. The first time this happened is what we celebrate on the night of Pesach. V'ani Hashem elokeichem b'goloi. We say, I am, you're identifying yourself to a person. When you face someone, like Hashem said, Amat Torah, Anoichi Hashem elokecha. You say, I am. It's a way of introducing yourself openly. So the expression Ani Hashem Elokeichem is an expression of Goli. Ani Hashem Elokeichem b'Goli Asher Etzeis Yeschem Me'eres Mitzrayim Kedei LaHagia L'Shei HaPiska Shili Aislechem Le'Elokim B'Shas Matan Torah, to reach that the ultimate point of the Torah at Sinai K'Ma'amori Yisbarach Aneshi Anoich Hashem Elokeichem Asher Etzeis Yeschem Me'eres Mitzrayim. That give me the Torah was the greatest revelation. As the Jews traveled through the desert, they saw miracles. Just that the Jews were let known that the desert experience, the Midbar experience, was not permanent. When you enter the land of Israel, once you enter Eretz Yisrael, things will revert to a natural order of things. So the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim experience was an experience of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, of Hashem being openly revealed to people, and the goal being that Ani Hashem Elokeichem should stay with us beyond.
Maybe that's one of the reasons why they went to the Beis Mikdash, because there in the Bais Rishon, there were miracles every day.
It's true that the Beis HaMikdash was a place of miracles. It's interesting, though, that the Rambam makes the point that Klal Yisrael, or he really means all human beings, that believe because of miracles, it's Emunah Sheyesh Bei Daifi. It's not a faith that has permanence. So what you would think, miracles are a faith that has permanence. And it's not that way. The Rambam says that the Amunah is an Amunah which is deeply rooted into a person, as opposed to the wow of miracles that happen.
And you see that by Mitzvah Mitzrayim, because in spite of the Makkos and the Kriyas Yamsuf, they made the Egel and they did other things, you know, they had Kindness Hashem.
Yeah, okay. You see that there's always the Yetzirah. That's true. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did give the birth of Klal Yisrael a Seder of miracles. Even though the miracles are Amunah Sheyesh Bei Daifi, nevertheless, they came with a loud proclamation of the Rambam, Kedarko Bakodesh, who's not wowed by miracles. I once heard Rav Futner, one of his Mamorim, I was listening on a recording, and he ridiculed those who say, wow, at God's miracles. He said it in Yiddish, he said, Kunsen, God can't talk Kunsen, that God could do miracles, it's not a foundation of faith. In Mitzrayim, we understand it to be an expression of drawing closer to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was born in Mitzrayim, so an expression of separation of Klal Yisrael from the Messiah happened through miracles. Rambam writes in Maran Nevuchim that after Yetzias Mitzrayim, after Moshe Rabbeinu, there would be no more public miracles. And the fact that Yeshua was able to do it is only because he was an extension of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a remnant of the Gemara when the Elio did the miracle, performed the miracle at HaKarmel. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kaviyoch not happy about it. It was as if Elio forced God's hand. And, God didn't tell him to do this, but he called everyone to the mountain. And he said, watch, fire is going to come down from heaven. So he sort of forced the Yad Hashem. That fire came down from heaven, but that didn't, as I mentioned many times, that didn't stay. The Amunah of Ani of Hashem Olakim did not remain. Six psukim, seven psukim later, Elio has to run away. No one's protecting him. So at any rate, what he's saying here is that Tutu Ani Hashem Olakechem is this. Well, we choose this pasuk every day. To be mekayim mitzvah deraisa of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim every single day, independent of the mitzvah of the night of Pesach, and therefore every morning and every evening when we say Ani Hashem Elokecha Shteis Yaschem Eretz Mitzrayim, we're supposed to have in mind to be mekayim that mitzvah deraisa. Now you don't have to have kavana in that pasuk. Let's say you slipped, you realize you didn't, so you could say Ezras, and in Ezras you again talk about. Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you could have a mind there to be Yitz of the Mitzvah. As a matter of fact, it's a bit strange. Every Shabbos in Nishmas, we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. We mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Nishmas. We're doing a Mitzvah Dairaisa, and we're not having Kavanah to be Yitz. Because Chazal said that we should be Yitz with the Pasuk of Ani Hashem Elokechem, Asher Yitzias Yitzchem Yitz Mitzrayim, Yitzchem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokechem. So the Pasuk is significant in its unique meaning, not only in that it mentions Mitzrayim, because we already mentioned Mitzrayim earlier. So he's explaining, Rav Schwab is explaining the uniqueness of the message of Ani Hashem Elokechem, Asher Yitzias Yitzchem Yitz Mitzrayim, is Ani Hashem Elokechem, Hashem revealed himself openly, as one who faces you and says, hello, I am. And Asher Yitzias Yitzchem Yitz Mitzrayim. And then Ani Hashem Elokechem, it's got to stick with you. The Ani Hashem Elokechem has to stick with you beyond the point of miracles. And that's what he says in the last paragraph on Reish Ayin Gimel. V'zeh Ani Hashem Elokechem begolui begilui shchinasi la'ayin kol b'zman Asher Yitzias Yitzchem Yitz Mitzrayim. Ad bi'ayis lachem le'lekim, I had a matan Torah. V'adayin, and subsequent to that, still, Ani Hashem Elokechem gam achshav, b'zbana hester, she'im chem royim nisim v'neflois. Chem tzinu b'yishaya hanov, yishomer, Ani Hashem dibarti af karosiv, v'tame yamikra shom mechichiv, shagavarasi leimer, ani hu oisei ani, shayisi, shadibarti af karosiv, b'tzias Mitzrayim, b'batan Torah. So Yishaya again talks about the ani of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know if it's correct, but I had this feeling, this hergish. We have a a close family friend who works for one of the big financial companies in New York City. A part of her job is to fire the bottom 20% of performers every year. That's what the company does. Every year they follow, they fire the bottom 20% of those who perform. She has to assess. And it's like miyichyel miyamus. And it's just an industry in which you get fired, you know, if you picked the wrong stocks or the wrong investments. And that way the company sort of keeps its top percentage, I forget what it's called, there's an expression for it, of keeping your top talent and letting go of your lower talent and keeping it going. So 80% stay and 20% disappear. So that's the way it's done there. It seems by Klal Yisrael that a Kaddish Baruch Hu does that throughout the generations. He just seems to fire 80% and keep 20%. Like in Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, so 20% went out. And then throughout the Golos, we keep on losing those who don't have a hergish of faith. Those who can't do, you know, it's a tough thing going through everything Jewish people have gone through, and it's not an easy thing. So that throughout, it seems to be that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly, sort of keeping the 20% that can make it through fire and water. It's not such an easy thing. Such an easy thing. What? It's not so voluntary, because those who want to stay Jewish without Torah end up disappearing. They just end up disappearing. All the movements in Klal Yisrael. Okay. Hashem is sifting. Who said that? God is sifting. Okay. Yeah, a bris and a psorim is an agreement. It's a two-way deal. A bris is a deal that you got to keep it, and I got to keep it. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu promised that like kol shifta, that the parts of Klal Yisrael will remain, but it's not a simple thing. It's not a there are always things pulling you away. It's just a challenge. If it wasn't a challenge, then succeeding wouldn't be such a rewardable performance.
It's interesting that when Moshe asked Hashem to identify himself by the snare, he just said cryptically, Eya Shereya. There wasn't a direct identification there that people could see in the
lake. Well, the identification, when Hashem said, Eka Shereya, he said to Klal Yisrael, I'm with you in this trouble, and I'll be with you in future troubles. So Moshe said, please, I don't want to mention the future ones. Let's leave it with this. So he said, okay, say Ekesh Lachani. But Akash Baruch said, that was the deal from the beginning. That was the deal from the beginning. I thought people would be upset when I say this. I don't know. It just seems to be. Right. What? Ten Shvatim was that way too. Individuals from Ten Shvatim came back, but not most of them. And it just seems to be that way. It's got to be. If it's challenging, not everybody can make it. It's just the way it is. So at any rate, this is the challenge. The challenge is that Ani Hashem Elokeichem in the time of Hester Ponim, in the time when things are hidden. Now he ends Hine Bepashus Kisavai Bias Bnei Yisrael. When the Jews entered the land of Israel, in the midbar, you didn't eat normal food or drink. Ani is God speaking. I am. It's first person. But that whole paragraph, Moshe is the speaker. Atem re'isem is kol sha'asa Hashem. Talks about God in third person. It reverts to Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Grammatically, it's inconsistent.
Mashmuusa
shetekef achakach mamshich va'omer. Now you say, ani starts God speaking. No, the next pasuk, v'yetzisicha melcheshbon va'omer melech habashan likras seinu. It's again Moshe, lo yom lekraschem. Harim Moshe medam liYisrael. V'ain sham bepirush of sham shafal hersh shebiyin leman teidu v'tavinu she'ani aneba b'gulas mitzrayim ani Hashem hu alekechem. So Rav Hirsch mentions this concept that ani means I'm talking to you. She'ena kadosh baruch hu inyam achshavti kibusik filosafi mufshat. Don't think of God as an abstract concept. Ayrayin amuk elohu yisbaruch hu metzias nitzas ani Hashem. God is real and He's present. Shabbachol pam hu oisei ani shekamay shegila metziusay b'makas b'chayris. Re'isem shani Hashem akavan ani v'lay malach ani sarf ani v'lay acher. Not a distant concept. The language of the Navi Yeshaya. So it's a very powerful, message to go into. Rabbi Wein often says that 2,000 years ago there were as many Jews as there were Chinese. And the Chinese have multiplied to a couple of billion, despite having restrictions on family size. And the Jews today are still ma'at mekalo amim, because that's the natural... the continuity of Klai Yisrael, so that requires a lot of effort. Klai Yisrael without Torah, there is no Klai Yisrael. All right, so this is Dani Hashem Lekecha message. Tomorrow night, we'll do one more time before Pesach. I'll find one more Pesach for it somewhere here in the Sefer.